With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. Senator John Tester held a town hall meeting in Helena today. MTBR's Nikki Willette was there. Nikki, how was the turnout?
Hey, Eric. There are more than 200 people today at Tester's town hall at Helena Middle School.
So tell me, what was the mood like? What did Senator Tester want to talk about? And did that align with what the crowd wanted to talk about?
Tester billed this as a public lands town hall. He wanted to reiterate his commitment to keeping public lands in public hands, but said that will be likely an increasingly hard thing to do, considering President Donald Trump's proposed budget, which would have cuts to some of the agencies that manage those public lands.
Was that what a lot of people in the crowd wanted to talk about, too?
Yes and no. There were a lot of advocates for public lands there, but there were also other groups like Moms Demand Action, which is for gun control. People wanted to talk about healthcare, campaign finance reform, his stand on Supreme Court judge nominee Neil Gorsuch, the proposed budget cuts, and the wall. It was kind of all over the place.
What was the discussion like?
Most of the questions were pretty friendly, and there were frequent applause, but a lot of people voiced a strong concern at the divisive state of the nation and some specific actions that President Donald Trump has proposed, like building the wall. Tester said he shared some of that concern.
The democracy gets tested on occasion. And the country's been around a while, and I'm going to tell you, it's being tested right now. The checks and balances are being tested. The budgetary process is being tested.
And he added that people are still talking about the same issues they were talking about 6 months ago, and he's encouraged by the amount of contact he's received from Montanans.
Sounds like a mostly friendly crowd. Did he get any tough questions?
Yeah, one woman asked why Tester supported a bill that would allow lead bullets to be used on public lands. This was something banned during Obama's administration. And he said the potential negatives of lead bullets did not outweigh the ability for people to go out and enjoy their public lands.
Thanks, Nikki.
Thanks so much, Eric.